raised up a child in the way, and the Lord, he would not depart from it.
Amen.
Lord, I want to speak on, or have us consider, one thing. Just one thing that binds us together. And that is what happens, or what we're remembering on this day, which is Christ and Him alone. Because Christ is the goal. He is of premier importance. To be like Him, to be with Him, to be holy as He is holy. To conduct our life in Christ so much so that it affects the way we dress, the way we speak, the way we have our conversation,
yeah,
and who we're around, like our peers or those that we desire to be around at all times. It seems impossible that a sinful, carnal creature could gain the status of God's unwavering holiness. But it's just as impossible as a general being healed from leprosy by dunking himself in the river 7 times, a layman picking up his bed and walk, a man with a withered hand his whole life saying, "Stretch forth your hand."
Yeah.
It appears impossible, but with God, all things
yes
are possible.
Right.
If He is behind the work, undergirding it, though it may seem ludicrous to the eyes of men, God will bring it to pass. Because He
Amen
devises means that His banished be not expelled from Him.
Amen.
God's in the business of delivering from and delivering to.
Amen.
He's delivered us from condemnation to no condemnation. He's delivered us from being unproductive to actually serving God. He's delivered us from walking after the flesh and delivered us to walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
He's delivered us from sin and delivered us to righteousness.
Yeah. Amen.
God is in the business of delivering from and delivering to.
Amen.
When we were sinful creatures, dead in sin, stained by the world and the filthy and being filthy and corrupted by Adam's race, yet we are now a sweet-smelling savor to God. But how but through the Son, the mediator to bring us to God, is this possible? We were commanded to die in Christ, just as Christ did to the Father. In Romans 6, 5 through 8, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection.
Amen.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For in that He is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. We were planted so that the fruit would follow, but planting is much like a burial. Our burial has been like placing a seed in the ground from which new things can grow from. A death that actually leads to life. But death is not the end, but rather the beginning. By using the expression, planted together in the likeness of His death, a resurrection is expected and a promise is also expected. Sister Samara and Brother Darius, you obeyed the calling of Christ. You submitted to Him. Were buried with Christ and were raised to walk in newness of life. Because of that, you've been delivered from something and delivered to another thing. And we are expecting the Lord to guide you in all truth, to contribute to our understanding through what the Lord has given you now that you have been buried and raised with Christ. Because we expect fruit to come from you, to benefit our understanding so that we can both, you and everyone else here, can grow in the perfection of Christ. Because God's in the business of delivering from and to.
Amen.
Sister Samara and Brother Darius, because We know this, that your old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that you should no longer be servants to sin. There is, though, a part of all of us that is not changed in this regeneration. It's our old nature, our old man. He is not rendered extinct, but is told to be crucified daily upon the cross until he finally is expired and done away with. This old man, the flesh, the natural man, the old nature, the part that is going to stay here. Even though we have died and been buried with Christ, there remains a part of us that must be subdued by the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
This old man is to be put off in preference for putting on the new man. This part of us that sins and is only capable of sinning. But praise God, everyone who begins a life in Christ with the crucifixion of the old man is given a complete clean slate to start growing from. Every advantage is given to us when we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Our sins are forgiven. Our conscience is purged. We are given the Holy Spirit. We have peace with God. We have been granted access to God wherein we stand. And our old man is crucified with him. So it goes without saying that as long as men are not joined with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection, sin still has its dominance over them. And they are a slave to it. But no longer means that we were slaves to sin, but now we are righteous in God's eyes because of what Christ did in his resurrection. Provision, though, has been made for the removal or remission of sin. But none has been made for the continuance in it. Think of it this way. If Christ gave his body to bear sin, what justification is there for sin to still be remaining in you? There is none. A sacrifice has been made for sin, but no permission has been made to remain in sin. Life is towards God and Christ alone. It will not remain there because apart from God, we can do nothing. That's where the continual crucifixion of the flesh to grow in Christ, to keep Christ at the forefront of our mind comes, to continually to put off this old man, which is possible because of this remembrance, because Christ has risen just as we have been risen with Christ to walk in newness of life. To be free from sin does not mean the believer no longer has to grapple or struggle with it, but it does mean that we can, through Christ and his resurrection, overcome this sinful nature, to make it our slave, not be slaves to it any longer.
Amen.
It is our identity with Christ in his death and the resurrection that brings death to sin. This death involves a complete justification from every aspect of the law. The righteousness of God that's brought to us is brought only through Christ because of what we're remembering him, what we're remembering what he has done on this day, that he has truly risen from the grave. And that means that we can truly rise from this sinful nature that has put us in this grave so we can rise with Christ and we can be one with God when he takes us home.
Amen.
I'd like us to say a prayer on this day of all days that Christ would be in our forethoughts of our minds, and also that our minds would be in tune with God as we sing, as we communicate with each other, as we build each other up, and as we hear from the person who's going to be giving us this wonderful message. Lord, I want to thank you, Father, that we remember your Son on this day. He is preeminent toward us, Lord. He is our all. He is our goal. He is why we can say no to sin. Lord, we remember you and your resurrection on this day, Lord. We remember that you have risen from the grave and have caused us to rise from this condition of sin that we could not take away from ourselves. I pray, Lord, as we continue in you and continue to listen and to sing unto you, that you would cause our minds to be encouraged, to be lifted up, so we can understand the meditations that you have given to our brothers and sisters. For soon I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.